The visit to the Sakyas. Then travelling along, adorned with his red robe, like golden Mount Meru, like the spotless full moon surrounded by stars, the glorious and victorious Buddha, together with 20,000 arahats with their minds at peace, went along the road league by league for 60 leagues in all, and within 2 months arrived at the excellent city of his birth. The Buddha, whose face was shining like a pure lotus flower, luminous like a new sun having 100 rays, with broad feet marked with the auspicious wheel, the abode of good conduct, the sole refuge of the three worlds, having a peaceful and excellent body, was worshipped by the masters of the earth, beginning with Suddhodana, with full golden water pots, pandals, perfumed smoke and flowers, small bamboo drums and so on, and with variegated umbrellas, flags and yak-tail fans. The Lord of Sages, having reached that delightful and well-prepared city, which was decorated with sweet-smelling flowers and blossoms, crowded with broad terraces, having waterborne flowers strewn over with pure waters of the tanks, resplendent with a multitude of pleasing and colourful peacocks, entered the delightful and supreme Banyan Tree Monastery, which was decorated with noble and charming walkways, mansions, and creeper-covered pavilions. After pondering thus, "This Siddhartha is our son or our grandson," and so on, the Sakyas, with their inborn and stubborn pride, said to their children and princes, "You may worship Siddhartha, but we will not worship him." Having said that and placed them at the front, they sat down. Then the tamer of the untamed, the trained one, the sole eye of the three worlds, knowing their intention, thought, "My relatives do not worship me, but I will now make them worship me." And immediately after entering the fourth absorption, which is the basis for deep powers, and rising from that absorption, like a golden swan, the golden-coloured light maker, that noble sage, ascended into the sky. While pleasing the eyes of all beings, being unlike others, and delighting greatly in that place, he performed the supreme double miracle, which was like the miracle he had performed earlier at the root of the Gandhabha tree. Having seen that wonder, with the joy and delight that had arisen, the sole leader of the Sakya lineage, the best of men, King Suddhodana, adorned his charming hair with the teacher's lotus feet, and all the Sakyas did likewise. The hero, when the rain of flowers had finished, having made the delightful Dhamma rain fall, raised up the minds of all beings on earth.